you know what this is.
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country,
You hear the music, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have your boy, Q. He is the host of the Locked On Raiders podcast. He's also co-host of Silver and Black Today and a contributor to Black Hole Banter. He also is the host of a program for the ESPN radio affiliate in Central Texas. On the program, Q and I discuss the aftermath of the Las Vegas Raiders game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We also discuss Derek Carr, the Raiders' next game against the Falcons, and so much more. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and come for some seconds. I'll have your boy Q on after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure. You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Amera Health Caritas, Louisiana. We help people get care, stay well, and build healthy communities. Care is the heart of our work at Amera Health Caritas, Louisiana.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure. You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
All right.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit findexerciseanywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
At AmeriHealth Caritas, Louisiana, we help people get care, stay well, and build healthy communities. Care is the heart of our work at AmeriHealth Caritas, Louisiana.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit findexerciseanywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
Welcome back to the program. The Oakland Raiders had a chance to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, but they didn't do so in the game in week 11 against the arch rival Kansas City Chiefs. The final score was a close one, and we have a gentleman on that is the host of a podcast called the Locked On Raiders Podcast. We're going to talk about the Chiefs game, and we're also going to talk about the offense and defense and more. We want to welcome to the program your boy Q. Hello, Q. How's everything, my man?
Doing really good, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, man. Once again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's start off with the AFC West rival between the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Raiders had it in the bag, but my homeboy and the company, they came back and wind up winning the game with a touchdown pass to Travis Kelce. Before we delve deep into the game, Q, I got to ask you, give me your highlights and lowlights of the game.
Well, I mean, it was a fantastic game. It's Sunday Night Football. Everybody's watching. You know, you're on the big stage. It's the Raiders. It's the Chiefs. And I Las Vegas Raiders, but it's the Las Vegas Raiders now. It's not the Oakland Raiders. But you're in the playing in the Taj Mahal and Sin City right there. And it was just a fantastic game. Like you said, Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, you know, these guys are playing at the top of the level right now. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, the reigning Super Bowl MVP. Derek Carr is playing at a very high level. John Gruden, Andy Reid. I mean, it was all set up for fantastic action. Obviously, the Raiders picked up that victory week 5, and a lot was to do about the victory lap around Arrowhead Stadium. So there was a lot of trash talking going on, but just a great atmosphere for a game. The only thing that was missing was fans. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. And just being in the building, being in Allegiant Stadium there in Las Vegas, that was really my highlight for the whole game, just because you got to see it up close and personal and witness it with no fans, which is strange. Let me tell you, it's very strange, but it was still an awesome game.
I stand corrected. I did say Oakland. My apologies, the Las Vegas Raiders. I did, you know, the other California team, the Chargers. It took me a year or two to say, oh no, they don't play anymore. They're back there in L.A. But now the Las Vegas Raiders. I stand corrected. Thank you so much, sir. We're gonna delve deep more into this game. Las Vegas Raiders tight end Jason Witten scored a touchdown in this game. I'm gonna play an audio clip, and we'll be right back.
Fake. Carr looking. Coverage is great. Finally throwing, and that will be caught for the touchdown by, of all people, Jason Witten.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the National Football League and NBC Sports. That was Al Michaels with the call. That was Las Vegas Raiders tight end Jason Witten scoring a touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Q, Darren Waller has really been one of the bright spots on that offense for the Las Vegas Raiders. But when Jason Witten scored a touchdown, that was interesting right there. Remember, the Raiders had taken the lead in that contest with the touchdown late in the quarter. Give me your thoughts on Jason scoring the touchdown, and what was your mood like when the Raiders had jumped ahead late in the quarter?
Well, it was exciting, man. I mean, the whole game was back and forth, but that particular moment, you know, a couple plays before, Jason Witten got called for a false start, so we lost 5 yards. And so it's almost like he taketh away and then he giveth right back because he gets open in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. And really, that was just a scramble drill. I mean, the play was designed for him to be all along, but the Kansas City Chiefs covered it up really, really well. So working, and that's why the Raiders brought him in from Dallas, man. He's a veteran. He's a guy who knows how to get it done in crunch time, and that was crunch time right there. They had to have six. They got six. The only problem was, and I looked up at the board as soon as it happened and said, well, there's still a minute 43 left in this game, and that's a long time for Patrick Mahomes and that high flyer defense or that offense that the Chiefs have. So I was really concerned about to stop the Chiefs.
Yeah, and you mentioned it as the Raiders took the lead late in the quarter, but Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's just worked his magic once again as we'll listen to the game-winning touchdown.
Well, the Chiefs actually helped them.
Great protection again. Mahomes to the end zone, wide open. Touchdown, Kelsey.
Right, again, that audio is courtesy of NBC Sports and Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on the call. So, cue Patrick Mahomes throwing the game-winning touchdown pass to Travis Kelce against the Las Vegas Raiders in Week 11. So, the Raiders, they had the game, but as you mentioned earlier, you cannot sleep on Patrick Mahomes and that high-powered offense. What thoughts were running through your mind as the touchdown happened?
Well, it made all the sense in the world. All game long, the Raiders have struggled. Mahomes and the Chiefs, and you know, again, I saw there was too much left on the clock, and I just didn't. The defense, which has struggled all year long, get stops when they really, really need them. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. And the Chiefs went up and down the field really, really easy. And on that play right there that you just heard, that was a blown coverage by Jonathan Abram, the young safety. They're in coverage four right there. He's supposed to have that responsibility. He vacates his area because he sees Patrick Mahomes starts to roll out. And so as soon as he vacates the area, that leaves it wide open for a guy like Travis Kelce. You can't do that because he's going to make that play 10 out of 10 times. And so they did. And I saw that there's only 28 seconds left in the game. And I thought, all right, well, that's a wrap. You know, that the Raiders are going to lose this one. But, I mean, just a well-fought game. It was very entertaining. Again, it was Sunday Night Football, one of the most watched Sunday Night Football games all season long. It was everything it was billed to be. It just didn't come out on the right side for the Raiders, but still, it was a heck of a game.
Well, you mentioned the Raiders didn't come out as well for the Las Vegas Raiders, and Derek Carr and the offense had one last chance, but this is how it ended.
Davis to the play. Sammy Davis, let's see. Deep down the sideline. That's going to be picked off at the 43-yard line. That's Daniel Sorensen. He'll stop right there, and the Kansas City Chiefs will be flying home with a victory.
All right, so that was Kansas City Chiefs safety Daniel Sorensen sealing the game with the interception in Week 11 with the victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, so Q, just the Raiders offense had an opportunity. Derek Carr had a chance to show what he was made of, and looked like when I watched it, he underthrew that pass. What was your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, it was an underthrow, but he was just trying to force it. He was trying to force it down the field. He knew he only had 28 seconds left, and so there was not a lot of time. He had to have a touchdown, so he was just trying to get it down there as quick as possible. And Nelson Aguilar had been his guy, his go-to guy the whole season, really. He's been a surprise coming over from the Eagles. And so I wasn't surprised when he threw that ball. I wasn't surprised when it got picked off, and I wasn't really even upset at it. I just kind of realized that that's how the game shook out. Once Kelce caught that touchdown, the game was a wrap. You know, it was over right then. So I wasn't really upset at Derek Carr. He was just trying to make a play. But that was a gut punch, man. That was one of those I labeled it the next day on my podcast, a gut punch for the Raiders, because they had it, like you mentioned, early. They had an opportunity to win that one and sweep the Kansas City Chiefs. That would have been big for their confidence. That would have been big, the whole NFL, that, hey, the Raiders are back. And, well, they just fell a little short. But now they got to turn the page to Atlanta Falcons. They're up next. They can't let Kansas City beat them twice.
Rightfully so. So, again, the final score in Sunday Night Football is the Kansas City Chiefs 35, the Las Vegas Raiders 31. All right, Q, let's stay with the Raiders offense. I want to get to this running game. Josh Jacobs has been outstanding all year, even when the Raiders in their last year in Oakland, he's really come on strong as one of the premier young talent in the league and one of the emerging running backs. Give me your take on Josh thus far in Las Vegas this year and then going forward.
Well, Josh is just everything that he's meant to be. You know, the Raiders picked him number 24 overall early in 2019 in the draft because he's a guy. You know, he's a big-time player. He's an alpha dog, I like to call him. He's one of those dudes, you know, and he's just a big-time running back. You know, he's one of those guys that you could depend on. You can give him the ball 20, 25 times a game, and he's going to take you there. You know, his rookie year, he had over 1,100 yards rushing. This year, he has a running mate in Devontae Booker that's been able to keep him fresh longer so he can get those 25 carries. And, you know, they could be a good 1-2 punch. And so he has 7 or 8 touchdowns on the city. Josh Jacobs has been a real deal, you know, also trying to keep him healthy. You know, this NFL is not an easy business, so they're trying to keep this guy healthy by spelling him with Devontae Booker as well. And I just think that those two have been great. But, yeah, Josh Jacobs is a real deal running back, definitely top 5 in the league right now. So very pleased with what I see from the young man originally out of Tulsa, but Alabama.
Yeah, man, Josh Jacobs has really lit the league up since he's entered. And of course, in last year in Oakland, as I mentioned, and now the first year in Las Vegas, he's really taken that momentum and that consistency into this new year. Now, we know that our coach, John Gruden, he loves to pass the ball, and he's got some quality receivers. I mentioned the tight end, Darren Waller. Darren has had a Pro Bowl caliber year. Give me your take on D. Waller this year.
Well, he's one of the best tight ends in the league, no doubt about it. You know, he's right up there with Travis Kelce. He's right up there with George Kittle. He's right up there with the best of them. I mean, he's a guy that came out of nowhere and looked like his career was over because of drug abuse. And, you know, he was just for a whole year, and he was on Baltimore's practice squad. And Greg Olsen, the offensive coordinator for the Raiders, found him, saw him one day before they played each other, and said, hey, that's a guy that we could use in our offense. And John Gruden and them made the call, went and got him. And last year he put up a heck of a season, like you mentioned. Should have been a Pro Bowler last year, you know, and he's putting up similar numbers again this year. He's the real deal. And when Darren Waller's out there cooking and Derek Carr feels very comfortable throwing on the ball, they're a great 1-2 punch right there. So, yeah, Darren Waller has been a joy to watch, and his story is awesome as well. So he's one of those guys that you just want to root for because you see that he went from something that was bad and he turned it into something very, very positive, and now he's just taking advantage of his opportunities that he has. So, yeah, I love everything that I see from Darren Waller, and I think he's just going to continue to get better, which is scary for the rest of the league.
Yeah, it is scary. It's always fun watching him. And you mentioned this gentleman, Nelson Agholor. Now, when Nelson was in Philadelphia, of course, he was a member of that Super Bowl-winning team with Nick Foles and Alshon Jeffrey and also with LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. But now this is Nelson. You can correct me if I'm wrong. His first year with the Las Vegas Raiders. And Nelson, not just Nelson, had a great game this past Sunday night against Kansas City, and he's had a fairly decent year in Las Vegas. Give me your take on Nelson and what he brings to the table with the Raiders.
Well, he shocked me. I mean, to tell you the truth, when the Raiders signed him out of Philadelphia, I thought, oh, he's probably not even going to make it out of training camp because I realized how he left Philadelphia. He had the case of the dropsies. You know, he was a guy that all Philadelphia fans were angry at. He would always drop the easy catches, and so they were mad. And look, if you're a wide receiver and you're putting the ball on the ground, what are you know, you're not really worth anything. So I didn't think he was going to really even be a player for the Raiders this year. He comes out of training camp. All the coaches have been talking great about him, how much they've seen from him in camp, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll wait to see it. Well, now he just goes ahead and leads the team in touchdown catches right now. And he did have a couple drops, though. He had a couple drops on Sunday that were critical drops. So he still has those moments every once in a while, but he's a guy that Derek Carr is very comfortable with. And that's the most important thing. Derek Carr will throw you the ball and give you an opportunity to make a play just like he did at the end of that game, even though it was intercepted, if he trusts you. If he believes in you and thinks that you're going to go and do everything you can to make a play, he'll throw that ball up there. He'll give you that chance. If he doesn't trust you, he'll check it down and throw it to someone else. So Agholor and Carr, they got a really good relationship. He's a veteran, like you mentioned. He's a Super Bowl winner. So when, you know, times get tough and maybe you hit a lull, like you have this game, you lose to Kansas City, a veteran like him, a veteran like Jason Witten could get into the locker room and say, hey, it's one game, guys. It's only one loss. We have 6 more games still guaranteed. Get out there, get back on a winning streak, and let's find the playoffs, and then let's go dance. You know, and so that's why I think it's really important that he's there, not only what he's contributing on the field, but also what he does and provides in the locker room.
Yeah, and speaking of providing and bringing an edge to the locker room, 2 talented young receivers for the Las Vegas Raiders. We have Hunter Renfro and, of course, Henry Ruggs, who just lit it up. Well, Hunter Renfro lit it up at Clemson, and Henry Ruggs was a standout at Alabama. Give me your thoughts on what they've done so far this year, and how do you see them going forward?
Well, I like what I see with Hunter Renfro. He's a second-year guy now out of Clemson, like you mentioned. He's that guy that I always say is going to give you the quality catch, not necessarily the quantity of catches. He's not going to get 5, 6, 7 catches a game, but he's going to give you that third down completion. He's going to give you that big play that you need. You're looking for a red zone target, he's going to sit down in that zone and make himself available. He always comes up with a big play when necessary. And then this year, the Raiders have used him as a punt returner as well. He's been doing really good at that too. And he told me personally, we talk to him every Monday on another radio show I do on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio. We talk to him every Monday, and he told me, he's like, hey, at Clemson, they let me return punts, but they said just fair catch it, and that's it. Don't try to return it. With the Raiders, they're asking him to return it. You know, go get some yards after you catch the ball, after you field it. So he's enjoying that, and he had one big one a couple weeks ago that was returned that got called back because of a silly penalty on Jonathan Abram. But he's been a dynamic player, man. He's really fun to watch. So Hunter Renfro, two thumbs up with him. The rookie Henry Ruggs out of Alabama, he's got speed to kill. The Raiders just haven't used him that much. He just hasn't been targeted as much as Raider Nation would like to see. I would like to see him involved in the offense a little bit more. I know he's got speed. I know there's weapons all over the field, so it's kind of hard just to focus in on one guy and make sure that he's getting the rock all the time. But I kind of feel like him and Carr, their chemistry is just not on par with each other right now, because I feel like if they were, he'd be going to him more. I mean, he went to him one time in that Kansas City game, and that was late in the fourth quarter. So I think the jury's still out on Henry Ruggs. I think he's a heck of a player. I know that it's not just about catches with him. He's also a heck of a blocker. Like I said, he's got that speed to kill. So, I mean, he's going to get involved. He's going to get lathered up in this offense. We just haven't seen it yet. And so when we do, I think it's going to be fun to see. But, again, it's kind of still a work in progress. But two thumbs up with Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, indeed, two thumbs up to Hunter Renfro. He's played nicely thus far this year for Las Vegas. I want to move on now to the defensive side. COVID-19 has changed a lot of things, not just in sports, but in everyday life. And it has affected the Raiders not once, but twice this year, then particularly on the defensive side, Cleveland Ferrell. We've seen some bright spots from him this year, but again, he's been on the COVID-19 list. Corey Littleton has been on the COVID-19 list, but however, there have been some bright spots on the defensive side for Las Vegas. LaMarcus Joyner, you mentioned Jonathan Abram earlier, also Raekwon McMillan's been nice. How about Max Crosby leading the team in sacks? Just give me your take on those guys as well as the Raiders defense.
Well, the Raiders defense in general has been it's been hit or miss. I mean, they've had their moments, like you mentioned. They've had bright spots here and there. They just haven't had it consistently enough. You know, they haven't gone out there and shown what they can do on a consistent basis, which is another reason why they lost that game on Sunday to Kansas City. You got a minute 43, and you just got to keep them out the end zone. And I say just, but that's what your job is. Hey, keep them out the end zone. And they weren't able to get any pressure on them. They weren't able to, you know, slow them down. They had a couple silly penalties as well to aid Kansas City on, and they lose that game. So the defense has been frustrating. It's been better at times. Jonathan Abram, he's one of those guys that you love. You love his energy. You love what he brings to the table. But then he'll make a big-time mistake, and you know it's just because he's a young dude still, and he's still learning, and it's just frustrating. You know, Damon Arnett, he's a rookie out of Ohio State, a cornerback. He just got activated from COVID-19. Plus, he got activated from the IR list. He had a thumb injury. And, you know, he's a bright spot. But, again, he's still learning. So there's a lot of pieces that are trying to figure things out. Crosby, you mentioned he's leading the team in sacks. He is, and that's great, but it's only six. And the team doesn't have enough sacks in general. You know what I mean? He's got six, but nobody else on the team really is contributing as far as sacks go. So they just all got to get on the same page and get better. And if they're trying to make this playoff run, which I do believe they're a playoff team, they're going to make this run, man. This defense has got to get tightened up. They've got to find ways to get stops. They've got to find ways to get pressure on the quarterback, turn the ball over a couple times. I mean, they've got a lot of work to do defensively. The offense, it can run with anybody in the league. The defense, it needs a lot of work.
Yeah, the defense does need a lot of work, but there's a bright spot. Las Vegas just recently added Tack McKinley. Now, Tack McKinley has had his issues with several teams, and he had some issues with Atlanta. He had some solid seasons playing with the Falcons, which we'll talk more about in a little bit, and then he played a little bit with the 49ers but didn't see much action. But now Tack McKinley is a Raider defensive lineman. Just give me your thoughts on him and what he'll bring to the defense.
I'm interested to see what he brings to the defense. You know, he's a guy that was released by the Falcons. He was a malcontent there in Atlanta, got 17.5 career sacks. And then Cincinnati, the Bengals, they picked him up on waivers, but he failed a physical, so they cut him. And then 49ers, they picked him up off waivers, but he failed a physical, so they cut him. Now the Raiders, they picked him up off waivers. Will he pass the physical? We'll see. So that's the first step. Is he going to pass the physical? And if so, then what do the Raiders do with him? Me personally, I think that they will keep him on the practice squad because of this COVID-19 and because you can have an expanded practice squad this year. I think they leave him on the COVID-19 or on the practice squad for a while. Let him get into shape. Let him learn what he's supposed to do. And maybe, you know, maybe for the stretch run, maybe for the last few games of the season, he's a guy that can go contribute a little bit. We'll see. I'm interested to see what his role is. I'm interested to see what Vic Beasley's role is as well as another former Falcon that the Raiders recently signed.
Yeah, Vic Beasley was great during his years in Atlanta, and he played a little while in Tennessee, so that's definitely going to be interesting on the defensive side. Now, we know Coach John Gruden loves his quarterbacks. The NFL is a quarterback's league. Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and now we have Derek Carr. So a lot of people are saying the jury is still kind of out on Derek, and he's definitely had his spots. He's definitely had his moments. It seemed as though a few years ago when the franchise was still in Oakland, they had a chance to – you could correct me if I'm wrong. They were on their way. They were going to play they played Houston in the wild card game. He didn't play in that game due to an injury, so Connor Cook came in, and we know how that season ended. But overall, Derek Carr has been pretty effective for the Raiders when it was in Oakland, now in Las Vegas. Give me your take on Derek going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Derek's been good for the franchise. He really has. I mean, the Raiders overall for years, ever since Rich Gannon, has been a team that has just rotated as far as the quarterback position goes. So when he got drafted 7 years ago, he saw that position. He actually came in and said, hey, I'm being this the next 3 years in there. He didn't have They call, you know, whatever quarterback, Carson Palmer. You didn't have any of these guys. Was in there. That was, and it's, you're talking about against Houston in the playoffs. He was playing really well, you know, and he breaks his ankle in the Christmas Eve game against the Colts. And so Connor Cook gets the call, and he's not able to do anything. And Connor Cook's not even in the league anymore. So that lets you know what kind of quarterback he is. So, and the Raiders haven't, you know, been back to the playoffs since 2016. This year, though, what Derek Carr is doing, after a lot of people talked about him and said maybe John Gruden's looking to replace him, maybe Tom Brady's going to be the new quarterback in Vegas, maybe someone else is going to come in Vegas, maybe they'll draft a guy. What Derek Carr has done that has been impressive to me is something I've been asking him to do for now, and he hasn't done really since early in his career, and that's move with his legs. Use his legs to keep plays alive. Use his legs to pick up some first downs. Use his legs to scramble a little bit and move the pocket and let a wide receiver get open, you know, because it's hard to cover for more than a couple seconds in the league. So if Derek Carr can buy a couple seconds of time, it'll allow a Nelson Aguilar, Henry Ruggs, a Hunter Renfrow, Jason Witten, Darren Waller, it'll allow those guys to get open. And that's what he's been doing this year that has been very impressive. You go back and look at what he did Sunday night. He moved the pocket so many times and gave himself a couple extra seconds and then made a nice throw. And, it, I mean, he was picture perfect. He was picture perfect on Sunday night. You couldn't ask for him to do anything more. This is the third year under John Gruden, and it's just really showing that him and Gruden are definitely on the same page. I don't think there's any question anymore. If Derek Carr is definitely the franchise quarterback moving forward, I think he is. And to be honest with you, I think he's up for a contract extension sooner rather than later, to be honest.
I was going to ask you that question if the Gruden and Carr relationship seems to be working, and you've already affirmed, you said that it has worked thus far. What are the intangibles that John Gruden sees in Derek Carr in terms of him being the Raiders franchise quarterback?
He understands what he wants him to do. He understands the offense. He understands the ins and outs, and everything in a John Gruden offense is set up to always stay ahead of the chain. So if one play is called, there's always an out. There's always an out play in there where you could dump it off and pick up 3 or 4 yards and then stay ahead of the chains instead of, well, just throwing it away or just taking a sack or whatever. There's always basically, you know, a get-out-of-jail-free card in every single play that John Gruden runs. And so Derek Carr understands that. But he also now, and what he's showing in year three, which he wasn't showing last year or even the first year under John Gruden, he understands when to take a chance, when to check out of a certain play, when to throw the ball deep. You know, he understands when his playmakers an opportunity to go make a play. It's just different. His understanding of the offense, his command of the call out of that. He'll audible to something else, and then boom, you'll see him pick up 4 or 5 yards. Or you'll see him check into a big-time play. He just understands it. He gets it. It's almost like he and John Gruden are in the same body, except for he's on the field and Gruden's on the sideline.
Interesting right there, because, again, as we discussed earlier, there was a lot of mixed emotions about that relationship and that part. The partnership seems to be working, and John Gruden has full confidence in Derek Carr going forward as the franchise quarterback. All right, Q, so the Las Vegas Raiders' next opponent is the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, it's been a tough year for them. Their last matchup did not turn out well at all. They were beat badly by their division rival, the New Orleans Saints, so the Falcons, they have a home game this coming Sunday against Las Vegas. So we know Matt Ryan is a former league MVP. He's played in the Super Bowl. He's a multiple Pro Bowler. We know this is not the Falcons team that it was from a few years ago. But if you're from a defensive side, how are the Raiders preparing for Matt Ryan?
That's a really good question, because it's not just Matt Ryan, you know. It's Julio Jones, it's Calvin Ridley, it's Todd Gurley. I mean, they got weapons offensively. They really do. And so I think it could potentially be a shootout. I think that Matt Ryan is in control of that offense. He does a good job getting the ball up and down the field. And, you know, I know that they didn't show well against the Saints and Taysom Hill, but I just think that was a one-off game for them. And they found multiple ways to lose games this year, but they've also shown that they can hang in any game this year. They can score pretty much with anybody. They have a lot of opportunities. So this is going to be a tough game for the Raiders. I don't think any game that they have coming up on their schedule is just a gimme game. But at the same time, I think this is a game that they should win. They should go in and expect it to win, just like they expected to win that game against Kansas City on Sunday night. Defensively, you just got to get some pressure on Matt Ryan. You got to make him a little uncomfortable, you know. And your defensive backs, they got to hold their water. They got to know their assignments, because Julio Jones is a dog and Calvin Ridley is a dog as well, you know. And so Jonathan Abram, he's going to have to play discipline. He can't. He a lot of times he likes to freelance. And freelancing when you're the safety is the last line of defense is not always a good option. Because if you freelance and you guess wrong, well, then that's a touchdown. And we saw that happen on Sunday night. So, I think that they're going to have their hands full defensively. It obviously always starts up front, though. You got to get some pressure on the quarterback. If Max Crosby, if Clee Ferrell, if he's able to come back, hopefully he is. He'll be back this week. I'm not sure yet, but hopefully he will. If he's able to get there, Carl Nassib, if he's able to get there, you know, Malik Collins up the middle. I mean, there's guys on the defensive line that they get paid too. You know, they know how to butter their bread, man. They got to go after those quarterbacks and get them to the ground. They just got to do a better job of it. So Matt Ryan's going to be a tough out. But that's the task at hand. That's what the Raiders, if they want to be a playoff team, that's what they got to do. It starts this Sunday with Atlanta.
Yeah, the Raider defense, they definitely have their hands full. Julio Jones has been premier since he's in the league. Calvin Ridley is not small change by a long shot. And Hayden Hurst is really good at the tight end position. Of course, you can't count out Todd Gurley, like you said. So the Raiders defense definitely have their hands full on the offensive side. Let's switch sides now to the Raiders offense. We mentioned about Derek Carr and the Josh Jacobs and everyone else on the offensive side. What do you expect the Raiders' offensive attack to be on the Falcons' defense?
I mean, I just expect the Raiders' offense to do what they do. You know what I mean? And that's as real as it gets. Go out there and do what you can run with anybody in the league. I mean, I'm not concerned about them. I know Derek Carr's got it under control. I know that offensive line is one of the best and the most underrated offensive lines in the league. They block downhill. They block angry. They haven't even been consistently the same guys all year. Matter of fact, the starters have only played for 3 snaps total all season long, and it's been different guys the rest of the way. But Tom Cable's done a great job with that O-line. And like I said, for the defense, it starts up front. For the offense for the Raiders, it starts up front as well. They got to get that protection, and they got to open up some holes. If they do that, you're going to see a heavy dose of Josh Jacobs. You're going to see a heavy dose of Devontae Booker. You're going to see Derek Carr hitting Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow, Nelson Aguilar, hopefully Henry Ruggs. I mean, you'll see those guys get involved, and they'll have those drives where they go up and down the field, and it won't be, you know, and it's not even being disrespectful to Atlanta's defense. It's just what it is. They're a high precision machine, a well-oiled machine right now, and so they're really tough to stop. And not allow them to get into the end zone and score. They're doing some really, really good things offensively. So I have no doubt that they're going to continue to be that team this year as far as this game, as far as the offense goes. It all is going to depend on what Raider defense shows up, and that'll determine who's going to win this one.
All right, Q. Well, great job, and thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody real quickly what you do as not only the host of the Locked On Raiders podcast, but also you're the co-host of Silver and Black Attack Today.
Yeah, no doubt. Locked On Raiders podcast, put that out every day. Usually it's up very early in the morning, so any time of day you can go wherever you find your podcast and find it. Like I said, Monday through Friday I do that. And then Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio. I've been doing that with my co-host Scott Goldbranson, and that's on from 2 to 4 p.m. West Coast time. And we do that every single day as well. I'm traveling today, so I didn't get to do that show. I just got in from Vegas. But either way, it's a daily show as well. So we're doing the most. We're trying to do the most and give you as much Raider coverage as possible.
All right. And also you provide Raider content for a site called Black Hole Banter. Just tell everybody about that.
Yeah. That was the first podcast that I ever got on. That was Black Hole Banter, myself and James R. Solana. Yeah, we go back, man. We're two Bay cats, two Bay Area dudes. So we went back like the Commodores. And, we put that out. We do that like once a week as well. And you can always find that on my Twitter account, at your boy Q254. That's where you can find we'll always tweet out a little link to it and everything. So, staying busy. That's what I try to do.
And you're continuing to stay busy because you're also the host of a program called UNR, Unnecessary Roughness, on a local affiliate or local ESPN radio affiliate. Tell everybody a little bit more about that.
Yeah, no, every day, noon to 3, ESPN Central Texas, Unnecessary Roughness, like you mentioned. We have a heck of a show, and we cover everything. We talk NFL, we talk college, we talk high school sports. I mean, we talk just a little bit of everything in the Central Texas area and national as well, but we like to focus on what's going on near home. So, just another thing on the plate right there, another job duty. But like I said, if you ain't working, man, it's a problem. So I'm doing what I do.
Absolutely. You got that right. And you heard from him. He is your boy Q. He is the host of the Locked On Raiders podcast. He's also the co-host of Silver and Black Today. And he's currently host of UNR, Unnecessary Roughness, on the ESPN radio affiliate in Central Texas. Q, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
All right, my man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, my man, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Song he speaks along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/VoiceIQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more. Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/VoiceIQ to discover more.
For over 30 years, Lexus has made the driveway a special place. But this year, some new driveway traditions appeared, like birthdays and drive-by graduation parades. Here's to making the driveway the place to celebrate. Deck your driveway at the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Find exclusive offers on our most popular models with contactless delivery. Now through January 4th. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
You know what this is?
A commercial.
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes! You! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
At Jewelers Mutual, we're a little obsessed with jewelry. Obsessed like auctioneers with talking fast.
50, we're going to fit sold.
Pop stars with auto-tune.
Yeah.
And dentists with asking questions.
So, how did he propose?
After they've put their hands in your mouth.
What? Great.
Yes, we've made jewelry our obsession for over 100 years. We love it so much, we named our kids Ruby, Amber, and Opal.
Venti soy latte for Opal?
At Jewelers Mutual, we insure jewelry and only jewelry. Which is why people who are also obsessed with jewelry trust us with theirs.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Why do millions of Americans choose to sleep on Boll & Branch sheets? Is it the 100% organic cotton? Is it that they get softer and softer over time? Customers can't stop raving about these sheets, and there's no better time to try them for yourself or give them to someone you love. Right now, Boll & Branch is offering their best deals of the year, and you can get their incredibly soft sheets at incredibly low prices. Just go to BollandBranch.com to shop their best deals today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. See site for details.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
You know what this is?
A commercial?
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
At AmeriHealth Caritas, Louisiana, we help people get care, stay well, and build healthy communities. Care is the heart of our work at AmeriHealth Caritas, Louisiana.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to discover more.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
All right, everybody, welcome back. One of the big special thank you once again to your boy Q for being on the program. Check him out on Block Talk Radio's podcast, Still Grand Black Dan, with other great things he's working on. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything. You can't go wrong. And the next time, stick to the script. I'm out of here, and we hope that
he growls as he storms the country.
Happy Thanksgiving. Until next time,
the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
All right, everybody, we hope you enjoyed the program. Again, big special thank you to your boy Q, host of the Locked On Raiders podcast and also the co-host of the Silver and Black Today and all the great things he's doing. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script and remember, you have a safe, happy, and blessed Thanksgiving. Until next time, so long, everyone.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play. Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.